The Trump administration decided this week to allow big game hunters to bring back tusks and other trophies from elephants killed in two African countries. And then, just today, President Trump tweeted that he's putting that decision on hold to review it, leaving the ban in place for an indefinite period. It seems to be a nod to popular demand. Word that Trump was ending the ban sparked outrage from some quarters. But Alaska Congressman Don Young wants that ban overturned. He says the only way to save the elephant is to hunt it. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Young says he's all for saving elephants. But he's been to Africa 7 times and says every country he's been to has a surplus.
So if we don't hunt them, they will hunt them and kill them for food and indiscriminately and sell the ivory.
The African elephant is still listed under the Endangered Species Act. Young says American hunters pay big bucks to take an elephant, and their fees are often the only money an African country has to pay game wardens and improve conservation. Young spoke from his Washington, D.C. office, where the walls are covered with hunting trophies.
As a hunter, we pay the concessionaire, the government, $55,000 to shoot an elephant. We take the tusks, and they get the $55,000.
You hear this sum, and it seems like it's so much money, but then there's no record of how that money is actually spent and what it's spent on.
Masha Kalanina of the Humane Society International says in Zimbabwe, the going rate to shoot an elephant varies from $30,000 to $50,000. But she says there isn't enough transparency to ensure the money actually goes to conservation. She agrees Zimbabwean wildlife managers are dependent on trophy hunting fees for their budgets. She thinks the arrangement could pressure them to put money ahead of saving elephants. News the U.S. would end the ban on importing elephant trophies from Zimbabwe coincided with reports of a military coup there. Kalanina says the country was already unstable.
It's constantly ranked as one of the most corrupt in the world. There is poor rule of law and enforcement. And all of this contributes to the fact that we cannot expect there to be sound wildlife management at this time.
The U.S. says Zimbabwe is better at transparency now. The government had planned to issue trophy import permits for elephants taken in Zimbabwe between 2016 through 2018. Don't expect Don Young to apply.
I have no desire to shoot an elephant, although they say it's the most exciting hunt of all.
Young has been trying for years to force the government to allow some 41 polar bear hunters, including 2 Alaskans, to import trophies from legal hunts in Canada before 2008, the year the bear was listed under the Endangered Species Act. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.